Thank you, Jesus. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Lord, I say thank you. I give you all the glory for the dawning of another new day. Lord, I say thank you that you are mindful of me. The Bible says, who is man that you are mindful of? Lord, I am grateful because you are mindful of me in every areas. You are mindful of all that concerns me. You are mindful of my home. You are mindful of my safety. You are mindful of my help. You are mindful of all I represent. Lord, I am grateful. Iru emi, God, I am grateful. You took me out of where I think there is no help, and you stood for me. You have always fought, and you will continue to fight the battle. I see you in all I do. I see you fighting for me. I see you giving me victory. I see you in every areas. Lord, we come today to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you represent. Thank you for all you are. Thank you for what you are doing and what you will continually do. Lord, we lay to heart to say thank you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 11th day in the month of September. God has been good. His mercy endures forever. I want us to make these words of declaration that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. Nothing is moving me. Challenges will not move me. Fear will not move me. Anything that is not in the will of God for my life will not move me. Though they roar, the Lord silenced them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is my very present help in the time of trouble. The Lord lifts me up. He makes me stand. By heaven's strength, by his power, he gives me stamina. He upholds me with his hands of righteousness. He lifts me. Lord lifts me above everything that is not of God for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, help before me, help beside me, help around me, help inside me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fire of God goes before me and it consumes everything that is not of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the favor of God goes before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the presence of God surrounds me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord silences every chaos. The Lord gives me victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord breaks the gate of bars and cuts the bars of iron asunder. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am strengthened from my inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I carry the fire and the light of God in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of God shines and no darkness surrounds it. The Lord silences every chaos. In the name of Jesus Christ, the peace of the Lord that supersedes all human understanding is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, every provision that the Lord has prepared for me, it comes to manifestation, and I lay my hands on them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am the one that the Lord has helped. I am the one that will continue to enjoy the help of the Lord. I am the one that goes out in the help of God. I go out in the strength of God. I go out in the ability of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is prosperity within my walls and there is peace within my palace. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord opened his countenance upon me and I enjoy it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am blessed. I am blessed in all I do. I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the peace of God like a river. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord opens my eyes to every of his provisions for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be stranded. In the name of Jesus Christ, God said it and that settles it. I believe it. Every of his word concerning my life, I believe them and I walk in alignment with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord goes before me. The Lord goes behind me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord gives me victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the timely help of the Lord. I enjoy the timeless help of the Lord. I enjoy the very present help of God in the time of need. I enjoy the help of God even when I feel I don't need it, but I enjoy His help in the spiritual, in the physical, and in all I do, in all I represent. I become the manifestation of the help of the Lord. I become the evidence of whom the Lord has helped. I become a testimonial of the goodness of God, and everybody will glorify God in me, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. It is well with every one of us, as we have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen. Brethren, today is Friday, the 11th day in the month of September. God has been going with us. It has not been by the arms of flesh, but God has always been there, and we are grateful to Him. Today, we are looking at the podcast in this angle today. We are still reading our anchor scripture, Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. The help of the Lord is never random. When we are talking about random, it means something that is not definite. The help of the Lord is definite. It's just because we don't have an idea. We don't have a glimpse of what the help of God is. It is not in a random direction without a definite movement, but it is covenantal. The help of the Lord for every one of His children is covenantal. That means it's a covenant. It means to enter a promise of agreement with people. He has promises in His word that He will never fail. He will arise with us. That is what the help of God is for us. The help of God is covenantal. He goes into a promise of agreement. I have said it. It will definitely come to pass. Every of my word I have said concerning you will not fall to the ground. It will fulfill that which I have sent it to. That is what the help of God is. The help of God doesn't always come in the way we expect, because as human, we use our five senses, we begin to calculate, this is the way I feel it should come. But God's ways is not our way. His ways are not our ways. He proves Himself as the supernatural God. He comes in His own time, and He does His things His own way. Nobody can predict God, and nobody can box God to the corner, because no man on earth will take His glory. He is a jealous God. His glory He will not give to any man. That is why we cannot explain or determine the way God's help is going to come. So His help is always in His own way. It comes in a way He wills. It comes from His presence. The help of God comes from His presence. Anybody that wants to enjoy the help of God should look up to God and call His presence down. We thrive in the help of God in His presence. And that is why the Bible says, I have not seen. Because His help does not come in our own way. And He told us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has for us. That is the reason we cannot predict His help. But He is still the present help in the time of trouble, in the time of challenges and chaos. But eyes have not seen it, because He does His things in His own way. Neither has He come to the heart of. Part of the definition of God's help is His presence. The help of God comes in different and diverse ways that many of us are even yet to understand, because God is a God of mystery. He reveals Himself to us in His own way, but His presence is the major and the part of the ways He tries to help His people. Moses said, if Your presence will not go with us, we are not living here. I don't know what your statement is, and I am saying it also, the Lord, I need Your presence in all I go. Let Your presence go with me as I'm living. I don't want to live here without Your presence. I don't want to journey without Your presence. If Your presence is going, Lord, I am not living here. I want to live my life in Your presence. I want to thrive in Your presence. I want to do everything in Your presence. I want us to say this prayer, that in the name of Jesus Christ, help me to always move in the direction of Your presence for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me not to make move outside Your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. Like I said before, His help comes in His own ways, not our own way. God's help comes through His presence, like Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of troubles. In this kind of situation, His help gives us peace. It gives us strength, direction in the middle of storm. I want us to pray this prayer that in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let me touch you. Let me experience the physical manifestation of you as my very and only present help in the time of trouble. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me experience you. Let me experience the physical manifestation of you being the very present help, the only and the very present help in the time of trouble, in the name of Jesus Christ. God's help also comes through His word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. In this situation, His word comes like rhema to open our eyes to the strategy of the help He has for us. God has already provided help for us at all times. But when our eyes are not open to His strategy, we just toil and suffer and suffer. If you look at the life of Abraham, God has already made the provision of the ram, but his eyes was not open until he saw it. When these people came to attack Elisha, the servant could not see the help of God. He could only see with his physical eye, and he began to fidget. He was wondering why his master was calm, and his master told him, he said, Lord, open his eyes. And when God opened the eyes of his servant, he could see chariot of fire surrounding them. And that is the strategy that God opens the eyes of a person in times of challenges. I want us to make this prayer that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, open my eyes to the strategy you have released for me, for the strategy that you have opened for me, for my breakthrough, for my deliverance, for my testimony, for my moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord opened the eyes of Moses, he said, look forward, use the rod that is in your hand. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, open my eyes to that strategy that you have provided for me, for my victory, for my movement, for my testimonies, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, open my eyes to your strategy, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God's help also comes through people. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one. If they fall, one will lift up his fellow. His help comes to us through God's ordained people, not the one that we choose ourselves. I want us to make this prayer that in the name of Jesus Christ, let my path and the path of every of your ordained person for my life cross. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a connection between me and the people that you have ordained for my life in this area of help, in this area where I need lifting, in this area where I need to move forward, that in the name of Jesus Christ, let my path cross the path of the people that you have ordained for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, may I not lose the people that you have ordained for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I put every person that you have ordained for my life to help me, that you will direct them in the direction of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help them so that they will be able to render that help that you have put in their hands for my sake, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, arise to help them so that I can receive the help that you have provided for me through them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help them. Lord, lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen them with might in the name of Jesus Christ. Silence every spirit of discouragement that is preventing them from releasing the help that you have ordained for me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, direct their step to my path, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release speed unto them that they will come to me at that present and that desperate and needed time that I need, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, energize them. Lord, equip them. Lord, strengthen them. Lord, make them courageous to be able to release that help that you have given to them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help them to be obedient, in the name of Jesus Christ, to release that help that you have released into their hands, because my help comes from you, and my help comes from you through men. I will enjoy the help that you have released for me on this earth, in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be
of the people that will enjoy your provision, your daily provision, your daily help from my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be part of the people that will enjoy your help. I will be the part of the people that will enjoy the provision of your help that you have released here on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be among the disadvantaged. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be among the disadvantaged. In the name of Jesus Christ, every help that you have provided for me, let them come to reality. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy your help. I embrace your help. I become a partaker of your help. In the name of Jesus Christ, I become the evidence of your help. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive strength to receive your help. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive energy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive power from my inner man to receive the help that you have provided for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, as I go out today, I enjoy the help of the Lord. Help before me, help beside me, help behind me, help around me. I become the partaker of the help in the name of Jesus Christ. I become the practical manifestation of the help of God in the name of Jesus Christ. And people will glorify God in me in the name of Jesus Christ. And over my life, people will see that God is good, and people will believe that if God can do this, God can do my own. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am a testimonial of the help of God. I lay my hand on it, I hold it, I manifest it in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, I want us to know that without the help of God, we cannot make it to our eternal rest. Let us call God on a daily basis. Spirit of the living God, help me. I want to make impact on this earth, and I want to make it to my eternal rest. Holy Spirit, arise for my help. You are the very present help in the time of my trouble. You are my comforter. You are my deliverer. You are the one that directs my peace, my steps. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the help that you have released for me as I walk my journey on a daily basis in pleasing you. I will not walk out of the path. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with me. As we go out today, the presence of the Lord goes with us. The eyes of the Lord shines upon us, and we enjoy his peace in all, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.